Blog Talk Radio.
Eva.
What would I do?
Hello?
Have you been wishing for an alternative night to get all dressed up and have a good time?
Club Revolution, 1327 West Colton Avenue, Redlands, California, 92374. Live music. Cover charge is $10. VIP, $25. 21 and over. Dress code, dress to impress. No tennis shoes, no baseball cap, no tees. For the grown and sexy. Come on, California. Location. Club Revolution. July 28th, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. Come on, y'all. Let's get in the game. Hit us up. Getinthegame.webs.com. All right? This has been brought to you by EOTM Radio.
What's up, family, and welcome back to EOTM Radio. I am your girl. This is your girl, Carla B. And I got my ride or die chick, my ace, coon, boom, all that good stuff. We got Queen G holding tight with me tonight, y'all, and we are just always excited as ever to be right back here in the house with our friends once again, where we are just always, always, forever in a day, striving to encourage, empower, and, of course, we want to enlighten your mind. And speaking of enlightening, if you're needing some, guess what? You will always, always find it when you visit www.queensofinternetradio.com, and you can stream live to all of our shows when you visit www.eotmradio.com. And we got something for the entrepreneur in you. We got something for you as well. Got that very special place. You can always visit www.eotmspace.com. We want you to go ahead and spread the word and create your space, because we are all about increasing your network, because we understand that it increases your net worth, and that's that. Very, very important bottom line we're always screaming about. We got a very special show lined up tonight, y'all. We got a very special guest. I'm not even going to, go ahead and put it out there. I'm going to turn it over to Queen G so she can do that. What's good with you, girl?
Man, I'm out here on the West Coast relaxing. Man, this weather is crazy today. I don't know if you heard, but it was like 100 and something degrees earlier, and now it's like rainstorming, like, can I say hurricane,
wow,
or like something like that?
Oh my God, it's still sunny here on this side, though, so we ain't got that yet.
Man, I'm by the mountains, and it's just like the wind is blowing. I've been hearing thunderstorms. I'm like, this is okay. I'm
wow.
Like, Lord, give us grace.
Girl,
hold back a little bit.
You know, Shante, we got the 105 to 110 over here, and we could use a little bit of rain. So, I am wishing that'll cool it up a little bit.
You know, I want to keep my nice tan, but, you know, I don't want it to be burnt, you know what I mean?
Exactly. So. I feel you, girlfriend.
Yeah.
I definitely do.
Yeah, but, man, how you doing? How you doing?
Girl, I'm excited.
You on the air again.
Oh, yes, ma'am, girl. I mean, I was just on air a couple days ago, but it's good to hear you on the air again.
Right. I should be saying that instead of the way around.
Girl, because I mean, I need a vacation. But, you know, it's so exciting, Shante, Queen G, because we're doing so many great things. And then, of course, we got a great show lined up. Our phone lines is already blowing up. So this is what I'm doing. I'm going to mention this really quick to the people that are calling in. We only have a certain amount of open lines. So I've already, like, dropped some of the calls because we're still waiting on our guests to call in. So if I happen to drop your call, give it about 10 minutes and call back in. But you can always listen to the show live when you stream at www.eotmradio.com. You don't have to do it from the phone. You can listen to it right there. So just want to put that out there to the listeners, because we have to keep the lines clear so we can be able to get that very, very special guest on that Shante is going to do the privilege of putting out.
All right. I'm, oh my God, Carla B, like, I'm so excited about today's guest. I'm just going to say it's a she. I'm going to say our guest is a she, and I'm excited about having her on our show today, and I just can't wait to, you know, speak with her and get her on the air.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Me too. And I think our we had already, I think we put something out on Facebook to the listeners where they can be able to call in and speak with her. You know, everybody is, you know, I'm not even going to say it, but they just love her to death. They love everything about this lady and her family.
Right.
So that's such a beautiful, beautiful thing. What I'm going to do before you you mention the guests, I mean, if you want, we could take a quick maybe 10, 15, 20-second commercial break, and then you can come back in and you can introduce. What you say? You
okay.
Cool with that?
Sounds good.
Okay, hold tight, everybody.
Urban Literary Review, where literature and urban meet. Hosted weekly by Tia from DC Bookman and Martin from Culture First. Urban Literary Review comes on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Urban Literary Review comes on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Our mission is to shine a positive light on the urban literary industry by promoting literature and discussing issues that are pertinent to the growth of the industry. In addition to being an online radio show, Urban Literary Review also provides authors with promotion to over 15,000 African-American readers for only $99 per month. So don't forget to listen and tune in each week, every Tuesday and Thursday at 7 p.m. on blogtalkradio.com/Urban Literary Review. Or check us out for more information at www.myspace.com/Urban Literary Review.
We're back, Queens of Internet Radio. We're going to start by, I would like to not really, really put our guest out there, but want to start by introing this first song. I want to play one of her songs. She is an artist, and it's actually a dedication to her sister, which is a special guest, I mean, a special person that we're going to be bringing up. So I'd like to intro a song called Never Will I Ever. We're going to play that, and then we're going to come back with a segment and introduce our special guest.
That's what's up. Hold tight, y'all.
Yo, sis, I know you can hear me from up there. I rock this track out just for us.
Raindrops in my left eye.
Deep in the thought, spiritual sight, which way would benefit me on the mic? Stress all around, blocking my path. Have to stay loose to regain my own balance. Stay confident, straight as an arrow. Walking the path that proclaims to be narrow. Through my adventures, I see many stakes. I see many comes, I see many ways. Just the right time to catch me off guard. Approaching me face, don't think for a minute that Lisa don't know what the hell's going on. Just when you think that you got it, you're wrong. Breaking the norm beneath the rust. Killing the way that y'all think about us. Freaking the beats, the illest technique. Has a weird, yeah. Rain has no fear, no fear to tear off the ground. I was paid. I come to set the record straight, to blaze the path, to fill in the gap, to wake the industry from its nap, to crush the whole mentality and break up this monotony. Never would I ever want, never would I ever feel, never would I ever think, never would I ever steal, never would I ever break, never would I ever feel, never would I ever feel, never would I ever kill. The way that my life is portrayed through the eyes of others. This is the real deal. Still, what would you feel? Nothing. Breaking the ice, darkness appears. Standing so close to my heels. No fears of chills. I just stand, relax, and feed off the way that the track remains. The ones in back that talk behind the back. Instead, I lack the flow. I ran out of gas. No get up and go. But all of a sudden, I'm full of petrol. Make up your mind. And while you do that, I will break my own words to cover ground. Lisa won't stop. No leap away.
Identity of the core of our personality.
gut. Through to something began that was needed to change up everything I see. Even though they don't want to know, setting the tone, bringing it home, filling my life through a song that completely set for me to roam. Even the thoughts of the beauty is gone.
Yes, ma'am. I'm telling you, that was definitely hot. That did a lot. That definitely did a lot.
Is our guest on the line yet, Carla?
No. She isn't yet. But we do have her manager, so we'll definitely go ahead and open it up so he can say hello and talk a little bit about
okay.
the projects, and we'll just hold tight a little bit until Raindrops calls in. So we
okay.
do have Clivon Evans on the line.
How y'all doing, everybody?
Hey, how are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How y'all doing tonight? Oh, excuse me, today.
Oh, man, we're awesome. We're excited about tonight's show, man. Just can't wait to get her on here and interview her. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do.
So,
Yes, I do. We are all excited that y'all are doing so well on your radio time, and I appreciate the time that y'all are giving to Raindrop Lopez. I appreciate that.
Can you, you know what, Carla B?
Yes, ma'am.
I think
yes,
it would be kind of cool to have her manager introduce her. What you think? Try some
That's
little
That's what's up.
Tonight.
Yeah, so as soon as we get her on, we could definitely help to facilitate that. I want to say something really quickly before we turn it to the manager, though.
Mm-hmm.
Our phone lines are jammed up, so everybody wants to talk to Raindrop Lopez, and we're asking that everybody just hold tight before they call in, because we only have a limited amount of open lines, and we want to be able to make sure she's able to dial in. So if you're listening, you can listen live. You can stream definitely live by visiting www.eotmradio.com because we need to keep the phone lines clear. So just so you know, and we are waiting for Raindrops. But Mr. Evans, what's up? What's good
with
you?
With that right now. Oh, I'm just letting y'all know that she was on the line, and basically I think she's trying to call back in right now. So, listen, do me a favor. If y'all can just hang up for a few minutes, all listeners, can you just hang up for a minute and let her get through on the line? And then once she gets through, then y'all can call back. Please, can y'all just do me that one favor?
That's what's up.
We
and
definitely
we'll
got to get our special guest on the line, y'all, so...
Exactly, because right. that's definitely what's holding it up. But the music, oh, my God, she is doing so many. I had the privilege to listen to a lot of different tracks that she did, and I'm just blown away with so much. And she's
thing.
Definitely holding her own, definitely holding her own.
I'll just say this before she gets on. She should be calling you right now, because I was just on the phone with her. And she was trying to get through, and she couldn't get through. That's why I asked all listeners to please hang up and let her call back in. But I just want to say, she said it before, and she wanted to make sure that I said it. Please, I want to say thank you, ladies, because it's the rarity that you hear so many ladies doing positive things on the radio. We want to make sure that we acknowledge that y'all are beautiful, and thank you for what y'all are doing, that you are making sure that we hear your words and we hear your songs and we hear your praises to everybody in the world. So thank you again for that.
Okay, that's what's up. And really quick, I think we may have the phone number kind of mixed up that she's calling in from. So, Shantae, if you could text me that just so we can make sure we're unmuting the right one. It was a little bit of confusion with that.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna try and text it to her again just to be on the safe side. So.
Right,
you know.
Right. And what we'll do in the interim, we're gonna give her a chance to call in. We're gonna go ahead and say it again.
She said she was on previously, so she was there listening.
Okay. All right. Well, let me see. I think we may have her. I am unmuting area code 404-641. Okay.
Hello?
And that's not her. Yeah, that wasn't her. So I'm going to get with Shantae. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to put on another one of her tracks. This one is called Hip Rock. Hold tight. We'll be right back, y'all, with Raindrop Lopez. Hold tight.
You heard me?
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to EOTM Radio. We are back on deck, Carla B. and, of course, Queen G. And we are just so happy to be able to say we got Raindrop Lopez.
Oh, my God.
In the house.
She has landed. She has landed. Oh, my
That's
God. Cool beans. Cool beans. Cool beans. You there, Raindrop? You in? You in?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Girl, I've been on the line since 4:06, listening to everything y'all saying.
Well, I'm going to start by saying that's how popular you are. You have a lot of people interested in talking to you and hearing about you. So the lines are, like, jam-packed. We're having a tough time with, like, we can't even get you in there. They're so packed.
I know. Y'all are like, she didn't call in yet. And I'm like, I'm here. I'm here. I'm on the phone.
Oh, my God. We are so happy to have you, Raindrop. We've been taken the first few moments of the show to just listen to your tracks, man. They're hot. They're ridiculous. Can I say fire?
Yes, you can.
Okay, that's what's up. We are happy to have you definitely on our show tonight. I'm co-hosting with my girl Carla B. You heard her voice in the top of the segment.
Yeah.
As you know, I'm Queen B.
Hey.
And we're doing something different tonight, Raindrop. We're having your manager introduce you tonight. Like, that's
way different
than what we've ever done before. And if anybody knows you more or better than anyone, that would be your manager. So, Kavon, you still there? You still on the line?
Yeah.
He is.
Okay.
I'm still here. So this is how we'll do. We'll say this. The fireball, the talented, the energetic, only special person that I know, which in this world is the best woman in the world I could tell you about, and her name is Raindrop Lopez.
All right.
How about that?
Hey, Clavine,
and
you
I
know,
am
go ahead.
The first lady of Hip Rock. Thank you very much.
It's me, D.
Yeah, my manager forgot to tell y'all that. You're fired. It's like, no.
Clavine, you sure you don't have a future job in radio?
No.
I don't know if he caught that right away. Like,
Leave that alone, okay? Let's leave that alone. It's not about me. It's about Miss Raindrop Lopez.
Yes, yes.
The queen.
We're going to get right into the interview, I guess. Raindrop, I wanted to know a little bit about the song, the first song that we played.
Never Will I Ever?
Dedication. Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yes.
Can you
tell us
the inspiration behind that song?
Yes, it was actually one of the songs that Lisa did for her Supernova album that did not make it on the album. So when we went in to do her iLegacy album. Hello?
Yeah.
Okay, I just hear a lot of noise.
Background noise.
Yeah. Okay, so when we went in to do her iLegacy album, I just told everyone, hey, yo, this song, no one can touch it. It's my song and Lisa's song, so I'm going to rock it out and put my flavor on it with Lisa's flavor and, you know, just, you know, make it a hit. So that's what happened.
Right. For the listeners, I'm going to say this. No, we never really addressed we want to talk about Raindrop, of course, but Raindrop is actually the sister of Lisa Left Eye Lopez. So I wanted to put that out there. And when she says Lisa, of course, that's her sister. So she's just going to mention her name. But she's the sister of Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And she was saying that they recorded that song before she passed. So I wanted to put that out there and kind of talk about that. So definitely, Raindrop, that song is true to your heart, right? It has a special meaning and that kind of thing. Are you going to be releasing that soon?
Yes, it was released on Lisa's iLegacy album, and I'm also releasing it on mine. So yes, it will be on both.
What's the name of your upcoming project?
I haven't named it yet. I may get the fans in on that. I plan on using the fans a lot, you know, within my projects, you know, the way Lisa did. So, you know, I may have the fans, you know, throw some titles out there and stuff like that. So we'll see.
Right. Carla B.
That's what's up.
We had a little bit of.
Yes, ma'am. And we do have Mocha D on as well, one of our other radio personalities. But, of course, I do want to say a couple of things to Raindrop. Beautiful. I love your whole vibe behind your music. It is definitely energetic. I know as soon as you start circulating it, you know, it's going to catch like wildfire. I'm going to knock on wood for the wildfire thing because I'm in California and it's a lot of those. But I'm telling you, it's so hot. It is so hot. I want to ask a couple things. Number one, and I hopefully I'm not duplicating a question. but I was knocked off for a minute. But how, as far as your music, how did you come up with creating this particular style? Because it's a little bit...
Well, no, I'm sorry. What were you saying?
As far as your music, and not just the music, but it's the whole thing, you know, all the projects that you're currently working on, you know, how did you go about, you know, coming up with this particular kind of style of music and even your whole look?
Right. Well, growing up, I was always offbeat, like not looking like everyone else. Like, you know, I loved Punky Brewster, Pippi Longstocking. Like, I, you know, looked up to them because they were so comfortable with being themselves. You know, they never tried to, you know, fit in with what was going on at the time. And growing up, I listened to mostly rock music, you know, while everyone else, like my sister Lisa and the household, they were listening to mostly R&B and hip hop. But for some reason, you know, it didn't really grab me the way rock music did. So, you know, growing up under the influence of both, it's like it just came naturally for me to fuse the two together and, you know, come up with the term hip rock.
Hip rock, that's what's up, that's what's up. Well, I got a couple more things for you, but I want to know that Mocha D has been on since for the past 20 minutes, so I want to open it up to her. Mocha D, if you have any questions for Raindrop Lopez.
Yeah, what's up, Raindrop? This is Mocha D.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed, Mocha D. You know, it's an absolute pleasure to speak with you, and I did have a couple of questions. You somewhat answered the question that I was going to ask you as far as the music and the family, because it's like in some families, they can all be listening to the hip-hop, and you just happen to like, for example, gospel music. So, you know, but you did answer that question. But I want to ask you a question, maybe a little, you know, a little deep for you. I'm not sure, but I'm just going to go there with you for a quick second. Mm-hmm. How is the family getting along right now, if I may ask that? How are things going along right now without Lopez, if I may ask that question?
Well, everyone pretty much handles it differently. For me, it helps when I do, you know, things that, you know, I can include her in, like my music, you know, like these interviews and other stuff like that. And with my brother, Ron, he runs the foundation. So, you know, I think for all of us, you know, when we do something that we can include her in, it kind of helps, you know, helps to heal, because it kind of brings you closer to her, you know, when she's not here.
Right. I understand that. And, you know, and may I ask your age? How old are you?
I'm ageless.
That's a great answer.
Absolutely.
Great answer. Mocha, did you know you would say the same thing, too?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was an absolute pleasure. It was an absolute pleasure speaking with you, okay?
Thank you.
And God bless you. Okay,
thank
you're
you so
welcome.
Much, yes.
Oh, you're welcome.
Quick question, really quick. I want to interject real quick. This is Carla B., and I'm going to ask Shantae and even Raindrop's manager in regards to, are you guys comfortable with us opening up the phone lines to some of the listeners right now?
It's not a problem.
Okay, cool beans. Because our phone lines are jam-packed, and I definitely want to be able to get some people in. This guy right here, I don't
yes.
know if it's a guy or a girl, but this person has been holding since about, what, we're in California time, so like since about 3:50 they've been holding on. So I want to go ahead and open them up. It's area code 404-671. You are live on EOTM Radio. Welcome.
Hey there, cuz of this day, Tachi.
Oh my God, I didn't unmute the four family member. I know that the listeners are going to kill me for this, but it wasn't planned, I promise. Tachi, I already know you're a huge fan of Lisa Left Eye Lopez. And of course, we have Raindrop Lopez on the line. So, what do you want to say?
You already, TLC in general, I'm just a huge fan. I love them, and I also love Raindrop, too. I had the pleasure of meeting you, Raindrop, when at the I Legacy release party. Yeah, we took a picture together, but you probably don't remember me.
And what was your name? What did you say your name was again?
My name, I go by Dave Tachi, but my real name is Willie. We talked a little bit at the end of the night, and I remember you had that outfit on with the different colors of Lisa and, you know, the picture of her on your outfit, and she had all kind of colors.
Yeah, it was a dress I made particularly for that event.
Yeah, it was hot. I got it on my Facebook. I'm add you on Facebook and let you see the picture. But I just wanted to say I love your music. I love your style. I think it's so hot and so fresh what you're doing. And
Thank you so much. So many people try to get me to change it because they're scared to work with me because it's different. But I'm like, I don't care if I have to put this out myself. I'm just going to be me. And, you know, that's what I'm going to do. So thank you.
Don't do it. And I hope to collaborate with you one day because, you know, this is what I do too. So
you never know.
hopefully. But, yeah, I love your music. I love it. And okay. Never will I ever. That's a hot song. What was the last song that y'all, what's the title of that? Was that?
Hip Rock.
That was hot.
Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem.
Thanks, Deitachi. I'll have to definitely get another caller in real quick before they think it was planned. we're going to unmute area code 314-641. You are live on EOTM Radio. Hello.
Hey, Raindrop. Hello.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Ebonique. I've been trying to get through. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. I saw your post on Facebook. You're like, the phone is too busy. I keep getting dropped. And I was like,
yeah,
I just got in myself. How are you?
I'm okay. My question is to you, how does it feel to be the first lady of hip rock?
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
It's wonderful. And I just hope that, you know, so many people, you know, listen to my music and are inspired, you know, to do their own thing and, you know, not necessarily follow a trend or follow the crowd.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to hold up, but I did want to get through and I wanted to say I love you. Thanks to Mr. Evan, Shantae, Queen B. I love you and I'm going to keep supporting you. Never will I ever stop. Okay.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I love the fans.
That was so sweet.
Awesome.
That was so sweet. And I want to say real quick to you, Raindrops, Miss Carla B, I don't know how often you're in the L.A. area, but that hip rock, I mean, I love. Okay, because we're having an event on the 28th, and I would love for you to come and even perform at the event. We'll make sure you're in town, we'll get the information for you, because we got a couple other people that are singing, and we love different. You know what I'm saying? We're not afraid of different, you know, as far as stepping outside the box, and that's definitely, you epitomize that. So if you're in the area, definitely you want to come out and then, you know, grace the fans with this. You got some hot music. I'm going to turn it to Shantae. Queen G, it's back to you, girlfriend.
Yes, ma'am. Can I say that I wanted to talk a little bit, Raindrop, about how we met and that kind of thing?
Sure.
Raindrop and I met at actually Trey Love's birthday party. And we hit it off so well. Like, she was so sweet. She was in the cut, and we were just kind of, like, hanging with each other. And we got on the phone line the next day, and, oh, my God, it was so great to just talk to someone about what it was like to be a celebrity sibling. Because, as, you know, the listeners know, I've been on the air for a while. I'm the sister of Tyrese, and she is the sister of Left Eye Lopez. So it was just good to converse with somebody about how the fans are, or just, you know, talk about all of our experience as a celebrity sibling, because it truly is an experience, right, Raindrop?
Yeah. No, it is. It felt like I was talking to someone that, you know, knew my past, you know what I mean, without even knowing me.
And, I mean, we were able to talk about little things like how the fans treat us because of our siblings, or it was just so way cool. And I just wanted to say, Raindrop, openly, that it is such a pleasure and an honor coming into this friendship with you, and I just look forward to the future of us.
Thank you. Me too.
I'm just so thankful that you're here on our radio show today. I mean, you never know why people meet, but I definitely believe that destiny has something to do with that. And we're just so thankful here at EOTM Radio to have you as our guest, and appreciate you getting on the air with us so promptly. I just met you, so. And you're just the sweetest person in the world. For those that don't know her as a person, she is a sweetheart. And
if you
see her out there, any of you, roll out the red carpet, take care of her. Don't disrespect Raindrop Lopez, because you will have the dogs on you. I just wanted to put that out there. And one question I had, I wanted you to elaborate a little bit, I guess, about the Lobez Foundation. I wanted you to talk a little bit about that and tell us some of the work that you guys are doing with that foundation.
Yes, it's the Lisa Lopez Foundation, and we have, there's one main event we have every year aside from the little events we have here and there, and it's called the Celebrity Gift Wrap. And what we do is we raise money for the foundation. We go to a mall that sponsors us, gives us all the gift wrap paper, boxes and stuff like that, and we wrap gifts for donations. And we also have a celebrity day where celebrities come and they will wrap their gifts for, you know, a donation. So basically the money we raise goes to underprivileged families and youth. We work a lot with the youth, you know. So we have things set up in Honduras that we do. We had an orphanage out there, and we had some kids in there. Right now, the kids aren't in there anymore because Honduras was going through some kind of personal war issues down there, so we had to remove the kids from the orphanage. But we still also service Honduras also.
That is so wonderful. We definitely appreciate your contribution to that area because there's such a need, you know. And it's just important, too, for you to carry on the legacy and continue your sister's vision and what she set out to do. And you, I just give up all credit to you for that. You and your brother and your family, for continuing that legend, you know. And I just wanted to say that and put that out there. So,
thank you. Yeah. First, I mean, in the beginning, well, Lisa didn't find out about me doing music until pretty much the trip to Honduras. It was actually shortly before we went to Honduras. So, like, in Honduras, she was so excited about, you know, me doing music and stuff we were going to do together, and, you know, we were writing out there in Honduras. And, you know, so after everything happened, I didn't know if I was still going to do the music, like, you know, because I knew that we'd be doing it together. So, you know, it took me a couple years to actually, you know, make up my mind, okay, no, this is what I'm going to still do it. You know, this is what I have to do. I just feel like I can't let her legacy die because it was too important. So.
Right. Wow. Yeah, and that's the thing I was talking about. I think I was speaking with you personally, Raindrop, about this, how talent runs in the family a lot of times. I mean, look at the Wayans, or, you know, with my family, I have a father that's also an artist. I have a brother that's an artist. You know about Tyrese and all the, and I'm behind the scenes.
Right.
I definitely suggest to you definitely continue your vision, because no one can put your vision out there like you could. You know what I mean? And it's so important for your music to be heard. There's a new generation coming up that would definitely benefit from your music and your artistic style of expressing yourself. And we need you. We need you out here, bottom line.
Thank
so
you.
It's just, you know, it's an encouraging thing from sister to sister, because, you know, it's hard to be the sibling of, and we talked about that, and because you have to prove yourself. You know, you're constantly proving who you are. We are individuals. We stand in their shoes, but also there's a side of it where you have to look at the person and say, okay, she's talented too, or I give her credit for the work that she does. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
I just wanted to me and Raindrop, like I said, really got to talk about those type of difficulties that we experience of being related to a celebrity, how hard that is. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to say that to you and encourage you. Definitely keep expressing your music, artistic style, and keep putting it out there. We need it. So
speaking of artistic style. Yeah, speaking of her artistic style, we got about 10 minutes, so I want to go ahead and put on this one last track, let the fans definitely marinate on this, and we'll be back. We'll have about 7 more minutes of Raindrop Lopez. Hold tight, y'all.
Can she introduce herself?
Oh,
yeah, that would have been nice.
That's what I wanted to get done.
Check it. This one's for you, Venus. Whoever you are, I hope you hear it. And whatever you're doing, I hope it lifts your spirit. And here it is. Remember, it's just like it was yesterday. Only 7 and in the first grade, she played. It was on a foggy afternoon. My friend, she came by shortly after school. She said, come here, let me show you this. I went into the bathroom and saw her skin was quit. On her back, she wore X's and O's. The next morning, the spot that the whip was thrown. And on one spot of the cigarette burns. And that's the way Venus' life had turned. And Venus cried. And then I cried. And Venus cried. And so we cried.
She cried in my hair.
We couldn't still run away. We waited in fright for the blue and the bloodshot night. A car arrived with no delay. Out stepped officer with none to say. He shut the door and from the rear out stepped the very source of our fear. With no remorse, mommy dearest approached with smoke trailing from a flame in our soul. Tall, thin, with wrinkled skin, hair unkempt, blowing in the wind. Venus, eyes shut, then our heart burst in the pieces that fill the universe. Without a word, without a yawn, with the flick of her cancer stick, Venus was gone. Venus was gone. Venus was gone. Yes, she was gone.
Kobe.
Yeah. Yes, we are. We back. I hear y'all. just like to say, can she just tell you what that song's about and why she wrote that song?
Oh, of course. Of course.
That's yes, that song, yes, it was actually a true story of a situation that happened when I was 6 years old. It was a friend of mine from school that had been abused, so, and her name was Venus, so pretty much that's the story of what happened that day, and I never saw her after that day. So I just felt compelled to write that song.
Venus, if you're listening, call in. We would like to know how you're doing.
Yeah,
wow,
right?
That is so awesome. That is so awesome. I guess I have one quick question. We only have a few minutes left. Tell us about your fashion line, your clothing. That's been something that's been stated throughout the show.
Yes. Well, I do design a lot of my outfits and, you know, style, you know, the clothes that I'm wearing. I'm working on my line right now, so I'm in the middle of designing some pieces as far as hats and jewelry. I'm going to start off with that. So I do have some stuff posted up on Etsy.com, and that's E-T-S-Y. And Ring Stop Lopez. So you can look at a couple pieces I have right now, and I'll be posting them up as I make them.
Right.
So that's
everything is original. Nothing is duplicated. Everything is original for each person that purchases it.
Right.
Right. That's awesome. 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 Carla B, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I am. I am.
Yes.
Just want to. Yeah. I just had a quick question. For Raindrop.
Okay.
And I love that last track, and I just heard as far as, you know, the meaning behind it, such a beautiful, it was such a beautiful music, and you're such an inspiration for artists young and old. What can our listeners and your fans expect of you in the future, Raindrop?
Wow, in the future, you can expect to see me doing some of everything. I am into acting now, so, you know, I have some projects in the works with the acting. You know, the music, of course. You'll probably see me on stage plays, commercials, you know, pretty much everywhere. My family right now is actually working on the biopic movie of Lisa. So, you know, look out for that. That should be out, you know, as soon as we get, you know, done with that.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And as far as, are you in the L.A. area all the time, or are you based out of Atlanta? And what are some of your websites and your Facebook so your fans can connect with you?
Actually, I'm in L.A. right now, but I'm back and forth between L.A. and Atlanta, so there's no telling on what day I'll be where. And any of the fans can look me up on Facebook. You can just type in my name. If you want to go directly to my Facebook page, you can hit facebook.com/organicrein, and that's R-E-I-G-N. You can follow me on Twitter under my name, Raindrop Lopez, and it's REIGNDROPLOPES. If you want to find out more about the Lisa Lopez Foundation, you can go to lisalopezfoundation.org. You can also donate online or anything like that.
Okay, and I don't know if I missed it. I don't know if you shared a little bit about the Lisa Lopez Foundation. But if you can share with us really quick again a little bit about it.
Sure. Pretty much we service families and underprivileged and underprivileged situations, so the families and the youth. We have a gift wrap every year, which I was talking about earlier. We have small things on the side like food drives for Christmas, and we raise money and we give, you know, the food to the families. With the money from the gift wrap, we'll buy the gift cards and, you know, we'll give those to the needing families. So we have stuff like that for the foundation.
Okay, okay. And that's so great that your family is continuing, it, you know, and doing what Lestat was doing before she passed. So that's a beautiful thing. You guys are keeping that going for her, and I know that it's helping a lot of families in the Atlanta area. So kudos to you guys on that. Is there a website to the foundation?
Yes, it's the Lisa Lopez. I'm sorry, not the, but it's lisalopezfoundation.org. And also we work with a kids group, and they're called the New Nerds, and it's K-N-E-W-N-E-R-D-S. And pretty much their rap sounds like what's out there now, but they only rap about positive stuff like getting good grades in school, you know, doing well and stuff like that. So they're a very, very positive, you know, interesting, you know, little kids group we're working with. So you can read up some more about them at their website, newnerds.com.
Okay, that's what's up. We'll make sure that we post those links to the Lisa Lopez Foundation on our site as well as your Facebook, because I know a lot of fans weren't able to get in. But if you, Raindrops, if you're in the area, in the L.A. area, on the 28th, definitely come in, because we'll be taping our show live, so that people will be able to not just hear, but they'll be able to see you as well. So hopefully we'll be able to see you then. And I'm going to turn it over to Queen G, so she can go ahead and get ready to close it up.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was me. I was just saying, if anything, if people want to contact her and see if she can come to a show or an event or anything like that, she can give you the, her email address, you know, and you can email and contact her.
That's what's up. Cool beans. I'm excited.
What is the quote that you live by? That's what I wanted to close out with, the quote that you live by. That is your inspirational quote that you want to get to the listeners.
Wow. I guess I can just think of some of the quotes from my songs, but I don't have just one. One is embrace your imperfections.
I love that.
That's something that I always try to, you know, speak about in my music, especially with the young kids, you know, growing up. You know, they think, you know, everything's supposed to be perfect, and, you know, they'll be self-conscious about certain things. But, you know, everybody has imperfections, even if you don't see them in the magazine.
That's a little bit of background noise.
Yeah, no.
Where's it coming from? That's a wonderful quote to live by. Carla
V, did
you
want to close out? Definitely apologize for the background noise, and I'm not actually at the switchboard right this minute, but I'm definitely going to apologize about that. But it has definitely been an honor and a pleasure having you on, as well as your manager. We look forward to continuing to network and help bring your music to our listeners. Thanks again, Raindrops. Thank you, Queen G and Inflight Entertainment, for putting this interview together. Love the quote, embrace your imperfections. I'm just looking at my stubby toes right now, and I'm going to try to do that raindrops, I promise you. I'm going to try to embrace these things. Thanks so much, listeners. Make sure before you exit our radio page, you want to subscribe to receive alerts of future shows, because you're not going to want to miss all the great stuff EOTM has in store. Peace and blessings, y'all. Good night, everybody.
Thank you. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Good night. Thank you.